You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure, and joining me today in studio is Monsignor John Kennedy from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Hello.
Hello, Tracy. Great to be back again.
Well, thanks so much. We've been taking a look in the last few programs at the Pope Francis's encyclical Lumen Fidei. Today we're going to be talking about the fourth and final chapter. What does it speak about?
It's true. We've, as you said, we've looked at the whole encyclical in these programs and can now see the finishing line. Chapter 4, or paragraphs 50 to 60, I think it's the shortest part of the encyclical. It also, like the other parts, has a subtitle. And the subtitle, which is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, says, God prepared a city for them. So already in these beautiful six words, you can hear a sound which is very positive. It's really good news. God has done something for humankind. The Pope then says that in presenting the story of the patriarchs, so we're talking here about people like Abraham, Old Testament figures of faith, and the righteous men and women of the Old Testament, the prophets, the kings, King David and others like that, the letter to the Hebrews highlights an essential aspect of their faith. That faith is not only presented as a journey, particularly remember Abraham too for that, but also as a process of building, the preparing of a place in which human beings can dwell together with one another. Then the Pope discusses how the first builder was Noah, and Noah was the one who saved his family in the ark that he built to save them from the flood waters. Then comes Abraham, of whom it is said that by faith he dwelt in tents, and he looked forward to the city with firm foundations. So the earthly looking forward to this great heavenly existence in faith. He then comments that faith brings about a new reliability, a new firmness, which God alone can give. I suppose that's really practical. If you live in a tent, the wind could blow and blow your tent away. But if God is going to build a city for them, a city is a very firm and safe place, gives you great confidence too. And for this reason, we know that also the firmness of faith marks the city which God is preparing for mankind. When we know this, and when we can see that faith sheds its light on all of our human relationships because it's born of love and reflects God's own love, then the God who is himself reliable gives us a city which is reliable. And this, of course, gives us great hope for the future. We can go out there in our world and be Catholics. We can live our faith in a very convinced and positive and very happy way too, a very joyful way, because we know that God has prepared this great city for us.
So this basically would affect the way we live our own lives.
It's true, and I think it's true in a very definitive way. The light of faith, as Pope Francis is saying, concretely placed at the service of justice and law and peace, can actually bring about a huge change in our lives. The light of faith is capable of enhancing the richness of human relationships and enhancing their ability to enrich all of our lives together. We often think of faith as something private and individualistic, but faith is something which is always for all people. I mean, even the word Catholic means universal. So our Catholic faith is inspiring us to go out and actually bring our faith to all nations, not in a kind of a proselytizing way, but so that people can come to understand the joy of what it means to be friends of God, which is a great phrase, of course, that Pope Benedict XVI would say. So a lot of people might think that the opposite is true, but in fact, faith doesn't draw us away from the world or prove irrelevant to the concrete concerns of the men and women of our time. Faith, in fact, makes us appreciate the architecture of all of our human relationships because it grasps their ultimate foundation and definitive destiny in God. Faith is really a service to the common good. And then in this part here, Pope Francis uses a beautiful image. He says that faith does not simply brighten the interior of the church, nor does it serve solely to build an eternal city in the hereafter. It helps us to build our societies in such a way that we can journey towards the future of hope together. And that's why the Pope is always talking about helping those whom society has forgotten and has rejected, serving the poor and helping each other in really practical ways.
It seems that the family is really the ideal place to nourish our faith. What does the Pope say about the importance of the family here?
The Pope, in his typical and characteristic style, says a very simple and very obvious thing. In the family, says Pope Francis, faith accompanies every age of life, beginning with childhood. Children learn to trust in the love of their parents. When a child opens out his or her arms, he trusts that the parents will actually lift him up and not drop him. Parents should encourage their children and have shared expressions of their faith, which can then help the children to gradually mature and to grow in their own faith. Young people want to live life to the full. They're very idealistic. And so for this reason, encountering Christ and being guided by Christ's love enlarges the horizons of their existence and gives them a firm hope which will not disappoint.
Does the family have any impact on society, or are the two actually two distinct things?
Under the heading, A Light for Life in Society, as coming towards the end of the encyclical, Pope Francis says that absorbed and deepened in the family, that's where we get all of our foundational knowledge and our values, faith becomes a light capable of illumining all of our relationship in society. So basically, what we learn, what we experience in our family, then gets transmitted and expanded in a kind of a global sense to the world. If we think about it, we go into society having been formed and moulded by our family. I mean, we look like our parents, we sound like our parents, and so the values of our parents are within us, and they are expressed in the way we live our lives too. We sometimes then have siblings in our family, and for this reason, we try to mirror the relationship that we have in our family and sort of project it onto society. Having this element of brotherhood or of fraternity in our family, we then try and, export this into society, so that all of our brothers and all of our sisters can understand that we have a common father, even if life gets difficult. And for this reason, we see in the history of faith that God has called Abraham to go from his lands and promises to make him into a new family, into a great nation. Later, it becomes evident that God wants to make everyone share as brothers and sisters in that one blessing, which is God's love, which then attains its fullness in Christ, so that all might be one, as St. Paul would say. Faith teaches us to see that every man and every woman represents a blessing, not only for his or her siblings, but also for me. So the good of all becomes the good of the individual, in the same way as the good of the individual reaches out to the good of all, so that the light of God's face shines on me through the faces of my brothers and sisters. It is, if you like, the original global networking. Not because of something that we've done, but something that God has done for us, for our benefit. And so often we don't see it that way. But unless we remember that God has this complete focus on men and women, culminating in the incarnation and death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, then we can actually lose sight in our globalized world of what's really precious and unique. And for this reason, the Pope adds, man loses his place in the universe. He's cast adrift in nature, either renouncing his proper moral responsibility or else presuming to be a sort of absolute judge. So that's relativism there. Endowed with an unlimited power to manipulate the world around him. The Pope wants us to move away from this to a discovery of the truth and the light and the faith, so that we can actually enter into a proper relationship with God and a proper relationship with each other.
It all comes down there to the common good, this sense of the common good. What sort of impact are we talking about here on how society is actually formed?
Pope Francis says, in conclusion, really, that faith has an impact on the structures of society because it enables us as single people to respect nature all the more, to discern the finger of God, which is entrusted to our protection and care in the created world around us. But there's also another aspect. Faith also helps us to devise models of development, which are based not simply on utility and on profit, but consider creation as a gift which we are all indebted to. It teaches us to create just forms of government in the realization that authority comes not from us, but from God. and it's meant for the service of the common good. To those who would say that faith makes us forget the sufferings of the world, that we're so caught up in this one-on-one relationship with God, the Pope reminds us, he says, no, he says, that many men and women drew near to those who were suffering because of their faith and accompanied them. So faith, he's saying here, is this outward movement which finds its realization in practice, in action. It reminds us, of course, of the letter of St. James, who said that, you know, really, faith apart from our works, you know, it's really not faith at all. And St. Paul too. So even though the suffering is part of our world, and we all know that, the dynamic that we have as Christians, this dynamic of faith and hope and charity, leads us to embrace not only our own concerns, but the concerns of all men and women on the journey towards this great city. So it's like as if we're all walking this path together, and these people we meet along our way, we can't ignore them and pass by them like the people in the gospel. We must be the Good Samaritan, because we realize this great city that we're moving towards is the city that God has created. God is the architect, and we have this firm hope in this firm foundation and in this secure future, because as we once again go back to the beginning of the encyclical, God's word is faithful, and in the word of St. Paul to the letter to the Romans, our hope in God does not disappoint. So in union with faith and in charity, our hope propels us forward towards this sure future.
Well, Monsignor John Kennedy, thank you so much. It's been very illuminating speaking about the Lumen Fide with you. So thank you so much for shedding some light on this new encyclical.
It's a great pleasure. So I'd encourage maybe our readers to go online to Vatican, www.vatican.va, and you can download the encyclical. You could read it, you know, as a day or over a day or two, or read it as a paragraph or two per day, part of your spiritual reading. And just read for yourself and pause and maybe reflect on some of the words that the Pope has written, some things you're going to find more relevant to your own lives too. But it might be an encouragement to draw you forward, as the Pope is encouraging us to do, and to talk about it with your friends. Talk about it over lunch and see what your friends think about it too.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.